bath first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
Porque si hay las moscas, just in case, baby. David Lee Roth live in front of your naked, steaming eyes, broadcasting from sea to shining sea, from Broadway to Cheyenne. Ace is wild, yes I am. Looks like Texas wrecked us in L.A., but we're not on the show in L.A. Give me a little more level here on the mic. David Lee Roth, 6 a.m., first thing in the morning. We're just starting to get the gear running. Starter up, Clem. You got some compression on this?
Yeah, should be exactly as we had it.
Give it just a little bit more here. We're fixing the fuel mixture, baby. Don't know. What are you looking for? You're looking for an engineer?
No.
What are you, crazy?
No, yeah.
It's tough enough to find a decent intern here. We're lucky we got a good one here. We had Sasha's great, remember?
Oh, Sasha was lovely. Yeah, it was.
Usually when you say intern, I think of Monica Lewinsky, and I want to talk about that a little bit later. What is that signal, Hutch?
That's a signal for
I have no idea what that is.
My young hippie friend over here has a screwdriver, I believe.
He has a screwdriver or a screw loose? Broadcasting from I guess this is still Stern's building, huh? Even what's left on the ceiling and stuff. Evidently, when Howard left, he took all semblance of competence with him.
But the pictures are nice.
We decorated.
We have palm trees everywhere.
What we did is we put up a whole lot of the Blue Note album covers, which come from the 50s and the 60s and so forth, because it kind of represents a whole lot of ambition. Represents something a little more visionary, something that also, you know, in the times of the cultural times, was really extreme. All that, you know, that was before the civil rights issue. Not to mention that the photography was swinging. You know, when you look at photography today, most of it is either generated by or altered by what happens on the computer. Well, if you got a skinny little tree, you're going to need a lot of tinsel. That's an old Grandma Roth expression. Animal, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm all right, boss. How are you doing?
Now, you use a pencil and an eraser as opposed to CompuGraphics. Is that not true?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call what you draw me?
Science fiction.
What do you call what we do for a living? Same thing.
Science fiction.
Oye, oye. Tenemos muchas oportunidades aquí hoy. Míralo, baby. Texas one in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, we're not on in L.A. yet. I said, hey, come put us on in the afternoon there because, what is it, Corolla is in the morning. I'm a Adam fan. You know, he's got like three television shows going on now. He's got the national. I was watching The Man Show the other day. They were walking around like drunk pilots at L.A. airport. Well, the funniest thing is like when you watch Ali G, you know, you're not sure, you know, when, you know, on HBO, when you watch Ali G, you know, the fellow with the beanie and he's hip hop and whatever, you're not sure if the joke is on the person he's talking to or if he's making fun of the character he's portraying, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And when these two guys were walking around in LAX acting like drunk pilots, and one of them hands his glass to a supposed passenger waiting in the security line, you know, and they're burping and farting and everything, is that nobody said anything. Nobody pulled them over. Nobody flagged them over. Everybody is, you know, oblivious to it, you know. Come on. We're the ones now who decided, okay, it's okay that you can take scissors, nail clippers, and ice picks onto the airplane. And that was on the list. I was on CNN. Of course. I would say, well, you might need an ice pick, right? No, I'm serious. That was one of the allowable issues. Little by little, we create what I call selective denial. I'm the king of that, baby. I'm also the king of making loops. You like the way that one's broken? It's just
like somebody's limping.
Go ahead and play it from the beginning one more time here. Play it with the station ID one more time. What we did is because we're on the internet, davidleeroth.com and www.thedavidleerothshow.com. No, it's international. We're getting emails from as far away as London, Tokyo, Manila, Bogota. Well, allegedly Bogota. that was a big night. I spent a year there one night. Go ahead and jam this. All the station IDs are in different languages. And then we decided, what up? Put it up on New York, Philly. Go, baby.
David Lee Roth, Primera Hora. Solamente hacemos esto a primera hora porque te amamos. Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
Porque te queremos, baby. And you know what? We're going to give a shout out with this music for Mariah Carey's sister. Now, I'm going to read this off of the news page exactly. You don't know this. No. Hutch, you have the same. You have the look at me. You're looking at me with the same look of a parrot looking at a ringing telephone. Come on, man. You're looking at me the way Tom Gisano looks at me.
Oh, don't say that.
The same uncomprehending stare that a parakeet has when a telephone rings.
Not fair. No. Cruel. Cruel.
I want to dwell on that one because the music sounds just about right for the way I feel this morning. Do you feel like this?
It sounds like somebody with a bad hip. Sounds like a sales guy with a bad hip.
Okay, I'm going to read this exactly as it comes off the page here because it's not a word otherwise I might generate. Mariah Carey's sister is a whore with HIV. No, really. Go ahead, print up there.
I got another piece of paper here. I'm going to read off it.
Paper.
All right, here I'm going to read it here. Mariah Carey must really have some awesome PR people because as TMZ reminds us again this morning, Allison Carey, Mariah's older sister, was arrested in Long Island last year for prostitution for the second time. Well, how long ago was last year? That could be 4 days ago. Allison pled guilty and is on probation, so why are we bringing it up now? It would be hard for her to not plead guilty, for a lot of us, since she often...
shut up, animal!
Okay.
Shut up!
Guilty as charged.
Hold on. It would be hard for her to not plead guilty since she often advertised on Craigslist in Eros. Sue, write this down. And as awesome as it sounds, to bang the sister, who kind of looks like the fat chick with the squeaky voice, be careful since she has had HIV for 16 years now. All right, I'm going to keep playing the music here. Soup, write some of this down here. Bring his mic down there a little bit, babe, because you know what? I want to see a picture of the jag-off who wrote this article. I don't imagine he has any skeletons in his closet, do you? This girl, whatever it is that drove her to that, is obviously struggling with the exact same demons that Eddie Van Halen and Axl Rose and all of these alcoholic crybaby millionaires are struggling with. This is probably a kid, you know, who had to deal with, hey, good to see you. How's your sister?
Right?
Yeah.
That she got saddled with HIV and she's had to live with it for a decade and a half now? I thought I had it rough because I did how many 7 tours with Alex Van Halen on close quarters in a tour bus. This girl's got it rough. And now you have to listen to some dweeb, some masturbating sissy that'll print this kind of garbage about her. It'd make her want to tie off and boot up again, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
She had her first child at 18, her second 10 years later. I got to tell you, I got a 62-year-old great-grandmother up in the 47th precinct. She's got 14 great-grandkids. That trumps that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Why do we make fun of grandma? Come on. Do the math. I'll do it for you. Both she and her daughter were 15. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
So how come we don't make fun? Because it's the same kind of routine, isn't it? Or is it just a little bit more fun because there's a celebrity involved and, you know, a little bit of an embarrassment issue? I dig it. Allison has often claimed that she started laying on her back professionally to help Mariah's music career. Well, looks like Mariah picked up the flag.
Oh, man.
No, well, you know, come on. There are different forms of prostitution. Wasn't Mariah the one who got picked up by Tommy whatever, who was the captain of Sony Records, et cetera, et cetera? Tommy Mottola. Tommy Mottola, very famous name there. And Mariah was essentially just a kid, just making sounds at the local clubs and what have you. And then Tommy, well, you know how that works, baby, right?
No, how does it work, Dave?
Well, I think that it's kind of the same issue. It's just that her sister was unlucky enough to catch HIV. It's just that her sister didn't have enough effort, wasn't lucky enough or privileged enough to wind up in the back of a limousine. She wound up in the back of a taxi cab. That's the difference, okay? The miracle of 1 second. That's probably all that was. Mariah's got a great voice. I wonder what kind of talent her sister had. How could that have helped? How that... I'm reading the paper again. How that would help isn't super clear. Professionally, to help Mariah's music career. Well, I can tell you exactly how. What was the joke? How can you... You can't say it over the mic. I know how to say it. Here's a great joke here. What does a stripper do with her butt before she goes to work? She drops him off for band practice. Okay. Well, we're French frying in the headsets here a little bit. I think our battery is flipping off. Obviously, the kid was making demo tapes, right? That means you got to hire an engineer. You got to hire a producer. You got to hire a drummer. You got to hire a drum roadie. You need a programmer. You need the Pro Tools guy, right? Now you got to go down the street. If you want to even make one copy and you don't have the computer gear, that's $120 right there. Okay. 10 years ago, it was $100 a pop. My headphones are French frying. Can we fix these up? Are yours working? Turn up the music there for a second. Nope.
Still off.
Try the song. Try those.
Hey, try this. It's how we say you're number one with me, Tom. Anyways, getting back to Mariah's sister, how that could help isn't super clear. Now, it says she started laying on her back professionally to help Mariah's music career. Of course she did. It's just the same way that you hear how the hip-hoppers and everybody got some money from a drug dealer or whatever. In the hood, that's probably a huge percentage of a way to make money. Animal, you got an opinion on that, brother? Yeah,
that's how Eazy-E started.
What do you mean, Eazy-E? Eazy-E from where? Tell the folks, man.
From Compton. You know, he started out like a drug dealer selling drugs, and then he flipped that, took his drug skills, and turned it into music skills.
Now, he started N.W.A., right?
Right.
Okay. You worked with Dre for a long time, yeah?
Yeah, I worked for Dre long when N.W.A. was together, but then when he left, I started rolling with Eazy until he died.
Okay, and then there's characters, you know, you read about it in the news routinely, of the Mighty Griff or whatever his name was. He was involved supposedly with the Gotti brothers, and then there's a supposed rumor behind Diddy or whatever. You'd be amazed what we had to do to make demo tapes in Van Halen, baby.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you wouldn't be amazed. ain't exactly headlines. But let's see what the end of the article goes. How that would help isn't super clear. Okay, so he defines it. It's not super clear to him. Mariah has had very little contact with her sister, but she has filed court papers on several occasions to gain joint custody of the second child. The first one is pretty much on his own, I guess. I'm very curious as to who wrote this. And the title of it is Mariah Carey's Sister is a Whore. Was she still or was she? I don't know. Is there such a thing as an ex-whore? Is there such a thing as an ex-junkie? What do you think? Add in. Yeah. Give us a call. 866-313-FREE. 866-313-3733. Don't hit it. I'm going to pick up some more news here. Let's see, Mariah Carey. Oh, this is big news. Everybody's back to this. Lindsay Lohan's going to get naked in a magazine just as soon as she gets out of the hospital. And I'm quoting two different articles here. The Mean Girls star rushed to a Miami hospital Monday night after suffering what People magazine characterized as a severe asthma attack. Is it just me or does Lindsay Lohan look 10 years older than she actually is?
And you know,
no, I mean it.
Yeah,
seriously,
she does.
Dude.
She does. It's wearing on her. It really is. Wearing it down.
Well, what's wearing on her? Showbiz or her dad?
No, I think maybe, I think it's a combination. I think it's a combination that started with the latter.
Well, her dad is in jail, isn't he?
In and out.
Mike Lohan or whatever. Yeah, he got tossed out of the striptease place for, you know, being drunk and, you know, he's getting in fights and he's bad investments and he was trying to track her down like a stalker or something. And he was going to make a reality series of her. He had already created that deal or something and then told his daughter about it. And when she refused, he already owed money, and the guys he owed money to were mobbed up or something. That's actually a really good miniseries, huh? We got to. If his name is actually Mike, we should bring him on the air. Do you think?
Why not?
Bring him on.
He's made the rounds. He's not embarrassed to be roaming around. Oh, but sure. Everybody who's made deals with him and everything has sworn him off. And evidently, his daughter's gotten kind of a restraining order or something like that.
He wants a filthy little piece of the action, don't you think?
No, I think he's just twisted. He's just felt left out. You know, obviously, she grew up with her mom. He's obviously a yard dog. All right. These stage parents are very interesting, okay? How about Jessica Simpson's dad? He's religious, interesting. Man. Religious. Can you describe to me what you mean by religious? Yeah, okay,
right,
go ahead.
Right. I see your point.
What kind of religion? Talk to me.
I believe he's Christian, for want of a better word.
Well, he was selling her records out of the trunk of a car, and he was involved in whatever you call, he's a legitimate pastor or a legitimate preacher or whatever, but all of that kind of got given up pretty quick, and now he's got the hair, and now he's got, he's got the jeans, he's got the earring, he's got the look. That transition happened very quickly. I'm always fascinated when transitions happen, boom, and somebody goes from, I am now this instead of that, because the most natural is I am this in addition to that. But when you see that Jekyll and Hyde, that before and after, he's definitely the after picture now, right? Hey, there's that music again. That describes the picture. No, this is curious because now he's as much of a star as the two girls. Ashley Simpson has a career. Nobody's doing anything about it. Let's talk about it. Which one do you like better, Animal? Ashley or Jessica? This is obvious. Come on, man.
I like Jessica.
Why do you like Jessica?
I don't know. I like blondes, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. Now let's discuss your favorite song by Jessica Simpson. Turn the music down.
Oh, man.
That's what I thought. Turn the music up.
He got me that time, man.
Oh, no, I'll really get you now. Turn the music down. What's your favorite Led Zeppelin song?
My favorite Led Zeppelin song? The one that's
what
like.
I thought. Turn it back. You want to mess with me some more, big guy?
No, I'm going to leave you alone this morning, man.
Okay. 866-313-3733. Is that a toll-free number?
Yes, it is.
That's national?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Maddie, number 14. I think we have a phone call. You want to dial us in for the phone call? David Lee Roth, give us a call. We can pretty much bounce on any subject, but, if you got to focus on what I'm talking about currently, swing, and that way we can just keep playing the same music in the background. Number 14, Maddie. It says in parentheses, you can be an ex-whore. Well, that's proportionally reassuring. Go. Are you on? Somebody there?
Yeah, I'm on.
Talk to me. You got the spotlight.
First of all, quite an honor to be talking to DLR. Great to have you in New York.
Thank you, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Second of all, I think I'm in love with you by Jessica Simpson. Definitely the best song. She's hotter and more talented. But the ex-whore thing, I'm just jumping in,
No, wait. Let's just stall there. We have a few hours here. Do you actually know a song by Jessica? I don't.
I DJ for a living. I get paid to know really bad music.
What do you mean? Well, wait a minute. You hear all the kinds of grooves and stuff that we spin back here, and that to me is what DJing and what kind of music do you DJ?
Pretty much anything that'll get me paid. Most of what I'm doing right now for freelance stuff is bars and whatnot, just local feel, a lot of rock music.
And you're making your living in bars and whatever, and you're an ex-junkie?
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't say junkie because
wait a minute, put him down there. I'm sorry. I mixed up the parentheses here. We have somebody else on hold who's an ex-junkie. You're the one who says you can be an ex-whore. Now put him back up there, Touch. Go ahead.
No. See, the reason I call that being an ex-whore is because I can't say junkie. I'm an ex-pothead, and that doesn't qualify as a junkie. I mean, I used to blow more than my share of everybody's paycheck off pot.
No. That qualifies as junkie if you know the guys I know.
Okay, but I'm an ex-junkie, which means if somebody was as big a whore as I was a pothead and they stopped, that's an ex-whore.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to take that as a positive note for the kickoff. Roth, 6 a.m. Don't go away. Hit it up, Hutch.
David Lee Roth, mornings.
Hit up my guitar, boy. Bad Brian Young over there. Turn up the guitar just a little bit one time. That's how I feel in the morning. Roth, 6 a.m. Ow! Give us a buzz, 866-313-3733. For me, David Lee. We're also broadcasting internationally on the web. On my website, at least, www.davidleeroth.com or thedavidleerothshow.com. In fact, boy, hell's a poppin' here. We happy few, our staff of concerned professionals are standing by, and one of our concerned staff just handed me a little Jessica Simpson here. We're going to spin that up in a second because those boots are made for walking, baby. I just read something about, what is it, Stern's daughter? What is that? Hand me the paper over there. What is the play called? Kabbalah? Is that what the issue is?
Yeah.
Let's see this here. Stern daughter rudely exposed to stage world. Emily Stern quit the show Kabbalah after fans identified her as the daughter of a... So does she get along with her dad? Is that the issue? She gets along with him, correct?
I think so. She went against his will and did the thing anyway.
What? He was
he
like...
He didn't want her to do it.
Why doesn't he want her to do it?
There was a nude scene, and it was going to come out that, you know, that she was Howard's daughter, and, you know, and...
He was against her going nude?
Said, no, don't do it, and...
And she went ahead and went ahead and did it anyway. And why did she quit the show then? Because she knew. She must have known that the few people would notice her. And
yeah,
because
it started in November, and she quit 3 weeks till its end, because it's supposed to end the end of January.
So she just got discovered, right?
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
Is that the issue?
And then quit.
Did she think that she was going to carry on without? No, really. Did she really believe that she was? If she's a kid, what is she? Probably 18, 20 years old, something
know.
Like that?
I don't know if it says.
It doesn't matter. She's got to be young, you know. And I'm looking for the age here. But she's got to be young. I'm wondering if she thought that she was going to sneak around out there, because there is nothing that you can ever do in your life anymore since the invention of the internet that isn't going to be bouncing around out there. There's a great picture of me with a chick smoking a cigarette. Well, she's smoking it the hard way.
Watch his mic volume there, babe.
You're going to blow my ears up. Anyways, says here we went through Mariah Carey. We went through... There was one other thing here that I just wanted to pick up here. Oh, Lindsay Lohan is getting naked in a magazine as well. So,
yeah.
Well, getting naked is like a form of empowerment, is it not? I mean, you remember when... not Janet Jackson, but the LaToya Jackson was feeling marginalized, like they said on the Sopranos. She's feeling a little marginalized. So she decided to pose naked as a form of self-empowerment in Playboy. And this is not an unusual thing. That's not out of... that's not an aberration. That's a thing there. And I'm wondering if most guys see that as a strong female. When you see the centerfold, do you go, that is substance? That is a grounded person? That's a person with... in control of themselves or their space? Or what do you think? That'd be a decent subject. 866-313-3733. And do you want to see Lindsay Lohan naked? Because I do.
Shaking that ass. Shaking that ass. I see you, baby. Shaking that ass.
Just get that out of my system, man. Actually, they shot a Lindsay Lohan movie outside of my apartment when I was living down on the Lower East Side. Where I live is down in the tenements where all the fire escapes and everything. It looks like turn of the century. All the best Godfather movies and everything are made down there. And evidently, I think it was Herbie the Love Bug or whatever. Does anybody still drive Volkswagens outside of the Baja 500 anymore?
Only in L.A.
That's Class 11 at the Baja 500. What was the name of that movie that was just there? When they race that, that's the very last class that races that long-distance thing, and they fight it out for like 345th place. And there's got to be 345 Lindsay Lohans, yeah? Now think about it. And it's all Mickey Mouse. I mean, quite literally, Mickey Mouse. Jessica's from the Mickey Mouse Club. Isn't Lindsay from the Mickey Mouse Club? Justin Timberlake's from the Mickey Mouse Club. Who else? Britney Spears is from the Mickey Mouse Club. To hell with Disney World. This is the happiest place on earth. Give me some music, you white boy, and stick on it! Ow! Oh, yeah. Roth, 6 a.m., first thing in the morning. 866-313-3733. Toll free for David Lee Large. So large, I need a barge, Sarge.
Feedback. Still spinning from the night that we had. In the mirror where I brush my teeth back. There's three more heads and they're watching me back. Read the bread while I toast my paycheck. While the girl said grave's a safe bet. Phone ringing, I refuse to take it. Wanna play dead, but I'm on the day shift. Stepping out into the weekly rota. On the cheap, share a seat with older. Train driver said it ain't a joke, but we're gonna be stuck till I fix the motor. Half hour in between the stations. Start jogging when I hit the pavement. Ran straight into a situation. Cop said stop cause of inculcation. Whole hour on an explanation. Missed the bus and the cab was engine. I'm really down.
now in a situation. When I return to my destination, I get told to collect my payment. Clear the desk quick, make it vacant. Now if I ever need the inspiration, right about now where I lose my patience. If I ever need the inspiration, right about here's where I lose my patience. Do it now, to make your feeling warm.
Well, we have Lori from New York City who says that she knows Mariah's sister. Number 12 there, Hutch. Push the button. Lori, you're on. Are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Dave. What's going on?
You tell me. Talk to me about Mariah's sister. What is her name? Do you even know her sister, sweet?
Yeah, I did know. I worked in the bars in Queens over there, and she said that she's had you, and you ain't that large.
Was that Howard Stern's daughter? Put the music back on there one time, baby.
Yo, the same thing's not fit for booking. So hard that the tears are smoking. Watch your man might just crush the whole thing. Watch your man might just crush the whole thing. If I ever need the inspiration, right about here's where I lose my patience.
Turn the music up,
inspiration. Right about here's where I lose my patience. Do it now, to make your feeling warm.
All right, bring it down. We got John from Pennsylvania. It says, once a whore, always a whore. Move your skull there, Soup. It says, number 10, Ja, is that his name?
No,
J-A-H?
Jay.
Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Roth, live, you're in the spotlight. What do you mean, once a whore, always a whore? Explain that.
I don't know. You were saying that she's an ex-whore. I don't think that's possible. I figure, the way I see it, there are people that go to AA for like 20-some years and they still call themselves alcoholics.
Well, I don't think there's such a thing as an ex-junkie, okay? But there may be such a thing as an ex-whore. Or it depends on how you describe prostituting oneself. Because if you aligned yourself with somebody very expensive in a limousine and drove to a mansion specifically for a result, and you're trading some of that speedo time for the ultimate gain, isn't that exactly the same thing? What's the difference between cash, money, and goods, huh?
Really? I couldn't agree more. And who's to say that, once she's trying to be straight for a couple of years and she realizes that she's broke again, what's to say she's not going to go out and do it again?
And who's to say that that prostitution shouldn't be legalized? What do you think of that idea?
I couldn't agree more again.
I really do think it should be, because at some point, we're going to have to address the issue of why that's so popular. Why are all my favorite magazines so popular? No, really, because there's a lot of folks who are, like, very upset. You want to know one of the reasons that we have so much terrorism and so forth in the Mideast? Because there's no women. And the women who are there are all bagged up in burqas, right? If you had enough girls for every dude in the jihad up there, you know why they're killing themselves for 47 virgins? Because they never have contact with more than one in their entire life. And the one that they have contact with shows up in a big plastic baggie, you know, with a sun visor or whatever. If there were enough girls for everybody in the jihad over there, do you think there would be as much terrorism as there is today? Turn him up, Hutch. Jeez.
He's up.
Go.
You're on.
Well, I think you lost him. Are you there?
No, he's there.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, great.
Go on. Are you thinking?
No, I'm sorry. Did you ask me a question? I asked you a question back. I was wondering what this still had to do with Allison Kerry. It's all about terrorism.
No, what it's about is that you're talking about prostitution, and everybody right. prints it up that she's a whore because the word whore gets everybody's attention. But what I'm saying is, when you use the word prostitute, it reaches up into the Upper East Side, it reaches into the Upper West Side, it reaches to Beverly Hills, it reaches into Santa Monica, California, and it reaches into virtually every city I'm broadcasting to, both uptown and down where I live, where the bus doesn't come after dark anymore.
Right. I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, If I was going to talk to a prostitute, I wouldn't call her a whore. However, if it came up in conversation and we were talking about prostitution, I would definitely probably call them a whore.
I got to tell you, I knew a whole lot of Heidi Fleiss's girls, and they were very much far from whores. Hit the spots, white boy.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Roth.com, 866-313, toll-free, 3733. Ain't going to make that same mistake again. Bring it on back. Let's hit it. Well, maybe we'll make the same mistake again. I've gotten to the age where I recognize the same mistake every time I make it. So what do you think? Take a phone call? Let me read what we got up here. Okay, number 12. Johnny says, legalize prostitution. I see the sign. Johnny, you is on. You're in the spotlight, Holmes. Go ahead.
Hey there, David Lee Roth. I'd like to just say that prostitution being legalized would have many positive ramifications. It'd bring the streetwalkers over down by Hunts Point Market off the road. Clean them up, tax them, generate revenues. There's only good that could become by legalizing the prostitution.
I agree with you. I think if you can control something and you can regulate it, it's not like Amsterdam has fallen out of the sky and swept away into the sea. It's not like where the Beatles started. What is that? The Reeper Bond. We've been into that in Hamburg, Germany. Mm-hmm. Hasn't disappeared. Hasn't floated away into the sea. People haven't died. You have all this. You have it in Scandinavia, etc.
Amsterdam.
You have it in Thailand. Some of the estimates are that up to 85% of most of the gals in and around Thailand, especially out in the not the suburbs but off in the hills, that it's such a common thing. And if we don't educate on it, we don't start to pay a little attention, then what happens is a story like happened to me. Give me some music, baby. I was dating this gal named Brandy, and I was at the what was it? It's the Eastern Mountain Sports over by the Central Park. And this was a few summers ago. You'll recognize the time frame when I tell you what happened. And I saw this gorgeous little blonde kid. She was sitting there in the little shorts with the hiking shoes, you know, like she's backpacking just after college, you know, just before going to college, that look, you know, she had a little backpack and everything. And I didn't think much of it. I just smiled at her, whatever. A couple days later, I run into her in a restaurant. And she comes up and sits down next to me and says, "Are you David Lee?" I mean, yes. And she says, "I saw you over in the sports store. I was hoping you'd come up and talk to me." I said, "Doom, okay." And I started to take up with her. I started to carry on with her. Cutest kid. She was about 23 years old, and she looked like she was 16, okay? Seriously. And Brandy and I would carry on with each other. I was living down on 2nd Avenue and 17th at the time, and she'd come spend a few days, and then she would disappear for like a week, maybe 10 working days or something. I've learned long ago not to ask my close friends, "Where have you been?" Mostly because I don't want to be asked that. But Brandy would disappear for a week or two, and she'd show up with a new wristwatch. She'd show up with new shoes. She'd
all full of money.
You know, she'd show up with all kinds of, you know, new toys. But again, you know, whatever. And I didn't think anything of it until one day she disappeared for about a week, and I went and I turned on the TV set, and Heidi Fleiss's girls had just been busted. Four of her girls at the Four Seasons Hotel in Los Angeles, in Beverly Hills, had hooked up with some Japanese businessmen And the businessmen, of course, were undercover cops, you know, the vice squad, whatever, and they popped him. Brandy was one of those girls, babe. Oh, now, wait a minute. It gets better. Because at the time, I had been, you know, carrying on over near the beach and stuff, and one of my best party pals was Sheen. Okay. What's his first name?
Charlie.
And, you know, and this was before, you know, his marriage and whatever. So, you know, we'd talk about this. But there were some incredibly long hangs there. You know, it'd be like 2-3 day hangs and stuff. And he had all kinds of guest rooms and stuff like this. And he used to tell me, Dave, he said, man, you got to meet this girl. And he had another name for her at the time. And he's saying, man, I must have dropped $50,000 in this, buying her little school clothes, you know, the little, like the boarding school clothes, you know, and everything. And that was Brandy. Okay, so when they talk about Heidi Fleisch, yeah, I inhaled, man. Heidi is an excellent conversationalist. We got to get her on the air here. I can totally tell you why she was swinging. The first time I ever went to her club was like late, early 90s, and it was above the Roxy Bar and Grill. Brian knows exactly, right? This is Hollywood, California, very famous Sunset Strip. Animal, you know exactly where I'm talking.
Yeah, I got a little story to tell you about Heidi. I kind of like know her.
Okay, you're on. Swing. Yeah. Go.
Well, you know, like, I don't know if you're familiar with this guy that started J.J. Beepers. His name is like...
Anybody who sells beepers is suspect, man.
Well, anyway, he was like Heidi's, like, first John, a
pimp. Oh, I know him. Of course, I know exactly who you're talking about.
I used to be his
He's like Israeli.
Guard.
He was an Israeli soldier.
Guy. Yeah, he was like... Me and him, we started a little business together once. Which he,
turn the music up. Turn his microphone off here. Come on, man. Animal, we're not just taping this. There's 7 million people listening to
All right, all right, all right.
Taking notes out.
Yeah, so, you know.
All right, so, yeah, have, stop, it. Stop. Has the statute of limitations run out, baby?
Yes.
Proceed.
Okay. But anyway, you know, it's like, I was like his bodyguard and stuff, and he had me watching out for his girls, and one of them just happened to be Heidi Fleisch. Heidi Fleisch, she went out, and she made about $40,000 with these doctors, and then she had a wake-up call. Why am I going to give these fools my money? And then all of a sudden, she started having trouble with Cookie. Well, his name is Jacob.
Cookie?
Yeah, Cookie. That was the next. And so she started having trouble with them. So she went out and started doing her own thing. And they started trying to smash her name, trying to do all kind of things. But she moved on, started making her own paper, and left them back in the dust. And so, like, the money that we made in the clothing thing, he took it. And the money he made from her, he took it and kind of, like, made J.J. Beepers with it.
J.J. Beepers is still a place that exists. It's up like up on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood.
Yeah, that should have been my place because that was my money. That
well, we'll have
it.
To go visit him right after this music here. Turn it up there, Hutch. Oh, you want to know how small Hollywood is? I can tell you how small Hollywood is. You know the cover of the Nirvana album with the little kid swimming on it? Well, that little kid's name is Spencer. His mother is the lady that was cutting my hair at the time, and Spencer's pediatrician was Heidi Fleiss's father, baby.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm connected, homie.
You know what happened to you know what happened to Cookie?
What happened to Cookie?
Where Cookie started running ecstasy in L.A.
You know what? I know that story. Go ahead.
He got he got busted with about, let's say, $30 million worth of ecstasy.
Unbelievable, like three Buicks worth.
Three Buicks worth, man. I'm talking about he was so stupid, he brought it through the airport, had people waiting on it. And then what really messed him up, he had enough money, you know, to make bail. So when he made bail, he tried to run.
Cookie done crumbled, baby.
So he tried to run. So and they caught him over in, like, England somewhere, trying to get back to Israeli or something. And then they took his passport, all that stuff.
And now you're breathing him, huh? Yeah. Is he incarcerated now?
He will never see the daylight again, man, because they got
What'd they do with the... Well, put the music up. I have a question to ask.
What'd they do with the yacht?
We're going to take a phone call. It doesn't matter who we take. We got to drop this subject. Okay. Oh, wait, number 14, Tony. He says we should appreciate whores. Come on, give it up here. Give it up here. Tony, I want to hear this philosophy.
How you doing, Dave?
You're on. I'm going to sit back and let you catch the spotlight, dog. Go.
All right, listen. we're all whores in one way or another. And for whores, it's not right. We need them. We got to love them. We got to appreciate them.
Are you married? You sound better.
Essential service.
you sound better. You sound like somebody who's been married for a while.
True. You read me like a book, brother.
Yeah, whoring, you know, it's whoring yourself, like I said, is a magical definition that everybody changes according to what you see in the bathroom mirror. And we all start off at the same way in the morning. Mirror, mirror on the bathroom stink. Bathroom sink, whose stuff don't stink? And then we go, me. But everybody else has got the problem. Everybody else is hooking up. I got to tell you, you know, when they're talking about Mariah Carey and her sister sounds to me like she started adding up because she didn't know anything else to do. That's not something that you grow up trying to decide. When they don't go, well, I want to be a fireman. I'd like to be a nurse. I want to be a whore. Well, I might have said something like that early on, but that's just to get attention, you know. Really, she didn't have any choice over that, I'm going to guarantee you. Then, when she started to generate cash so that her sister could have demo tapes and the Pro Tools guy and tape copies and CD copies and like that, you start to perpetuate the cycle like she's playing a part in a success story. A success story that up to this very minute is worth tens of millions of dollars, man. Then she gets to watch her sister wander away with all that crooked coin in her pocket and start hooking herself. When she starts to line herself up with the record company president and there's an age difference like that, it's like we start all of my business meetings with the guys upstairs from Infinity. What are we pretending to not know today? So you know what? Who's the biggest prostitute of all at that point in time? And I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like the Buddhists say, give a thing a name. Rob, thanks for calling, baby. Yo. Oh, no, that wasn't Rob. That was
Tony.
Tony. Who do we got next? You want somebody? Brian. Oh, wait a minute. Here's a view. Here's an interesting view. It says, Vinny says, all chicks are whores. Is this a fundamentalist? Go ahead. Bring him on.
Dave, how you doing?
Vinny, I'm doing well. Go ahead. You have the microphone.
Great, man. I just want to let you know you're a breath of fresh air to New York. And
thank
I also
you.
Want
thank
to let
much.
You know I know who the smartest guy in the old Van Halen group is. It's you.
Thanks, thanks much.
I'm not kissing up to you. I just, you know what it is? All men want sex, just like your previous caller. And all women, in that sense, are whores. And that's just the way nature is, you know? So whether you pick up somebody for the night or you pick up somebody for 40 years, it's the same thing.
All human behavior is result-oriented, just like the chimpanzees and the bonobo chimpanzees that we descended from. We do nothing unless there's an instant result, and that goes for the guys as well as the gals. Oh, it doesn't have to be instant. But we don't do anything unless there's a result. And as far as how old is this tradition, I think it goes all the way back to a caveman going, look, I'm going to beat on this log. You take that off. You want a break for spots? It's an important part of the process.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings,